it's Flo, and this is my impression of a coach giving the ultimate pep talk. Listen, the proper technique is going to progressive.com so you can see Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates, even if we're not the lowest, like we practiced. And remember, no matter what happens, the important thing is to try and save some money out there.
Thanks, coach.
Man, I love this job.
Compare rates and save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Right. Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Kirk Heinrich is the only member of the Bulls departing at the trade deadline. Heinrich was traded to Atlanta for a second-round pick and Justin Holliday. Casey Johnson reporting it's actually a 3-team deal with the Jazz. Meanwhile, Paul Gasol's comments this morning that it was improbable he'd be traded proved to be correct. Bulls GM Gar Forman told our David Schuster today that the Bulls never shopped Gasol and that the team wants to re-sign Joakim Noah over the summer, in addition to talking about the Bulls' take on the trade deadline.
I know our fans are disappointed. We're disappointed on where we are today and that we haven't achieved the level that we thought we would achieve. And we hold ourselves accountable, from our players to our coaches to our front office. With that said, we're not going to panic.
Other moves around the league today. The Jazz get guard Shelvin Mack from Atlanta for a second-round pick. Phoenix has traded Markieff Morris to the Wizards. Houston sends Donatus Moniunis and Marcus Thornton to Detroit in exchange for a protected 2016 first-round pick and Joel Anthony. The Clippers have shipped Lance Stephenson to Memphis for Jeff Green. Bulls are back in action tonight in Cleveland. Tip is at 7. Meanwhile, the University of Illinois' Josh Whitman is the new athletic director. He spoke to Malene Hanley today to talk about what lies ahead for the university.
It is no secret that we've gone through some challenges here over the last year or two. And, you do take those into consideration. We talked about those challenges very openly during the interview process, both with the search committee, with the chancellor. And you know, we see it as an opportunity. We have an unbelievable opportunity in front of us to really forge ahead and start to shed some of these challenges that we've been facing.
And in baseball, Aroldis Chapman says he'll appeal any suspension handed to him under MLB's new domestic violence policy. Chapman has been under investigation by MLB for a domestic incident that took place at his home in October. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's Auto Show sales event going on now. And join the score at Crosstown Pub and Grill in Naperville next Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and score a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Land Rover Lake Bluff and the all-new 2016 Land Rover Discovery Sport.
This is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for...
Rapping. I've listened to crap.
Hey, buddy.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Buddy.
I understood that crap.
Hey, buddy.
People making up stuff.
I don't know who's making that crap up.
Hey, buddy.
I'll live with the crap.
Buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
How you doing, buddy?
That's what I said. That's what I said. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Oh, buddy.
Why the fuck are you lying? Why are you always lying?
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No, 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 no.
Always lying to me.
Why?
You're lying so much.
Why?
It hard for me.
Who are you typing?
Who You Crapping is brought to you by Sport Clips.
Love that.
You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy.
Why are you always lying?
Make sure this is referencing something that someone said, not something someone did. And don't ramble on too long or...
You give Tannehill the shotgun.
Bad things could happen to you.
Shoot himself.
And I assume Terry gave you the manometer or something later. You're all
yes.
good? All right.
I have it.
We got a couple lines open at 312-644-6767. So if you got something worthwhile, you will get on the air. So come out and join us. We'll start in St. Charles with Jordan on the score.
While folks in the suburbs expect a few decent days for bike riding coming up soon, the Cyclocross World Championships in Belgium was a little bit rocky, at least for 19-year-old European champion Femke Vandendriessche. During a post-race inspection, officials discovered an electric motor hidden in the frame of her bike. While race authorities are considering a lengthy ban and a large fine as punishment, Vandendriessche claims, quote, I didn't know anything about it. I don't know how that bike got there. And then later expanded to say, that bike belongs to a friend of mine. He trains along with us. Last year, he bought it from me. My mechanics have cleaned the bike and put it in the truck. They must have thought it was my bike. I don't know how it happened. You know, Femke, I might have believed this was just an accidental deployment of the wrong bike. Although that seems less what you'd expect from a pro racing team and more like the antics of Ricky Bobby's pit crew. Unfortunately, when your ballsy adolescent brain caught up to your mouth to tickle our ears with the old, I swear it isn't mine, I was just holding it for a friend, sack of lies, it torpedoes your excuse more efficiently than a groin kick. Seriously, what's more believable? You sharing the exact same height, weight, body shape, and musculature of another human being, let alone an adult male non-familial acquaintance, or the equivalence of you getting caught with booze, a bong, and a crappy alibi in your testy parents' basement. Femke, if you think the average oddball fan of alternative sports buys your mechanical doping cover story, you must be, and possibly have, more nuts than Lance Armstrong. Femke Vandendriessche, who you crapping?
Nice.
That's good. Always good stuff from Jordan. Jeffrey in Lombard says... on last Friday's Valentine's Day episode of The Price is Right... host Drew Carey went to commercial before the first showcase showdown by saying, we'll be right back to spin the big wheel, the most famous wheel on television.
It's not.
Drew?
Drew?
I get that you're not the natural game show host Bob Barker is, and you're trying to keep viewers tuned in, but at least don't be ignorant of the other programs in that genre, namely something called Wheel of Fortune. You're hyping up a wheel that merely determines one part of the show. That's who goes on to the showcase, as opposed to Wheel of Fortune's wheel, which dictates the course of the entire show except for the bonus round. People who don't watch game shows probably wouldn't even know the Price is Right has a wheel unless you told them. And it would probably be difficult for those same people not to realize a wheel is part of a show called Wheel of Fortune. I don't know if it's your idea or executive producer Mike Richards or someone else's to give the big wheel such a false label, but it's insulting to anyone who's watched game shows for an extended period. So if I'm ever at the Bob Barker studio and announcer George Gray calls me to come on down, I might have to enter contestants' row and ask Drew Carey, who you crapping?
That's great.
Very, very good. Wonderful. Ian in Boston is on Who You Crapping on the Score.
This crap goes out to Dan Bernstein. Last week, Chris Ranji asked Dan who would be the first Blackhawks player to refuse an invitation to the White House on political grounds. They don't do that, Dan said. Hockey guys, if it's a team thing, if you're supposed to go, you go. I wouldn't expect most people to remember the 2012 boycott of President Obama's supposed out-of-control federal government by Boston Bruins goalie Tim Thomas. Dan, however, found Thomas's protest to be so misguided that he devoted a column of 527 words to laying waste to Thomas, even calling him an idiot in all caps. I can forgive you for not having instantaneous total recall, but you'd think a guy you so gleefully undermined would stick out enough to remember. Dan Bernstein, who you crapping?
What about the White Sox?
He's right. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. An entire column devoted to exactly what I said wouldn't happen.
And did you really finish it off with capital, all capital letters, idiot?
I think I had maybe in the headline. I don't remember.
Dope.
This is Mike who says, Glenn Beck said that God brought about the death of Justice Scalia to help encourage Americans to vote for Ted Cruz.
Oh boy.
Murphy's Law suggests that anything's possible will eventually happen, and so while Glenn Beck has never been correct in the past, it's possible he's onto something here. However, we'll never know if God was the cause of Scalia's death, as the medical examiner decided not to conduct an autopsy. Beck explained that the Constitution is hanging by a thread, and the only way we survive now is if we have a true constitutionalist as president. If that's the case, Ted Cruz is not your guy, Glenn, because despite the First Amendment's Establishment Clause that prevents the federal government from favoring religion or establishing a national religion, Cruz fought to preserve the words under God in the Constitution, advocates prayer in public schools, argued for Texas to be able to have a public monument of the Ten Commandments, and he's received a 100% rating from the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, indicating complete opposition to the very separation the Constitution requires. And though he personally calls for government to be rolled back to its enumerated powers in the Constitution, the same Ted Cruz is advocating for an amendment to prevent gay marriage, explicitly because it's currently unconstitutional for the federal government to restrict marriage rights. Ted Cruz isn't a constitutionalist, he's a religious zealot, intent on using the government to make everyone just like him. A Cruz presidency is precisely what the Constitution's framers feared. But let's take Beck at his word and assume God wants Ted Cruz to be president. It actually wouldn't be so out of character for God, who previously destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, killed Egypt's firstborn sons, and killed the entire world with a massive flood. A Ted Cruz presidency seems right in line with those divine interventions. So in this scenario, God's willing and able to interact in the world, but apparently isn't efficient. Because if God wants Ted Cruz to be president, and God's able to cause an otherwise healthy person to die, why wouldn't God just make people vote for Ted Cruz? Or is getting reasonable people to vote for Ted Cruz too tall a task for even the Almighty to take on? Why wouldn't God have killed all of Cruz's opponents? Or just, you know, said something? Maybe God had Scalia die so President Obama could nominate someone to the Supreme Court. Regardless, here's hoping God can help us out with Glenn Beck next. Glenn Beck, who you crapping?
It's very good.
Indeed. 312-644-6767, getting a head start on our next segment for the big finish. Be a good time for you. Trash Can Man in Gary is on the score.
Gentlemen, no way for you.
And also with you.
It's Tuesday, it's 5:20. Doug Gottlieb, during one of his sports minutes, talked about Ronda Rousey's last beating in her last bout and needing to be comforted by her boyfriend, fiance, after the fight. Doug says, yes, there's nothing wrong with having a man comfort you. Why does that have to be a man, Doug? Wouldn't just any human being that cares about you work? It has to be a man. Doug, you misogynistic moron. Who are you crap?
Celebrating stupidity. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
that's what we're doing. And now we look for the next waves, sometimes better than the first, because Terry would always say he's looking for the
big finish.
Ronda Rousey was great. I guess she was on Ellen, and she was talking about her defeat to Holly Holm, whatever her name was. And she was like, you know what? I don't consider that a loss. I'm still undefeated in my mind because losing's a mindset. I'm like, No, you actually lost.
No, you got the correct
312-644-6767. Come on out and play. You got the score.
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans, listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. The trade deadline has come and gone. The Warriors and Spurs didn't make any adjustments. Why? They're the Warriors and the Spurs. They're kind of awesome. Let others adjust. The Clippers have gotten rid of Lance Stephenson because, well, he's Lance Stephenson. He's now on the same team as Matt Barnes, Zach Randolph, and Tony Allen. You're welcome, reality show. Meanwhile, the Clippers add Jeff Green. Viable, three-man, four-man, because Paul Pierce, probably at the end of the line. Channing Frye becomes a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers because he can shoot, play a little defense, and maybe in the offseason they could trade Kevin Love if it doesn't work out. And we have kind of a big, fat nothing in terms of big names going elsewhere. But we do know that this coming offseason will have Dwight Howard on the market, possibly Kevin Love on the move, and other free agent movement that we didn't get during this trade deadline. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Phone system.
You want to create a professional persona without a big budget? You can. Go to Vistaprint.com now for all your custom business needs. Vistaprint is offering you, just because you're listening, 500 business cards for just $9.99. That's if you use my code Dan at checkout. Vistaprint offers custom cards and t-shirts and more, all for under 10 bucks. Their products are great for anyone starting a new company. You don't have to be a design expert to use Vistaprint because they offer a wide variety of styles and selections. They have pre-designs for a ton of different industries. And if you need help, you call customer service or the custom design services. The people there are amazing and helpful. And Vistaprint absolutely guarantees you'll love your products or they'll make it right. Vistaprint has a special offer for you. 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Just use the code Dan at checkout. It's up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing. Quality's great, easy to customize, and you can't beat the price. To redeem this offer and get 500 custom business cards for $9.99, just go to Vistaprint.com, design your card, and then enter my code Dan at checkout. That's code Dan. It's an exciting offer, great product. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedies may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedies, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedies because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedies isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
83.
Apropos of nothing. We are in the middle of Who You Crappin', 312-644-6767. We have availability. If you've got something good, you will make it to the air.
No, I think that 83 was delayed from a spot. You can't play it over a spot. I think it was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, oh, the one we referenced. Okay.
Right, the one that you referenced, actually, and then you didn't remember 2 minutes later. Well, God, you're dumb.
I remembered. I'm easily distracted. You know how I am.
Yeah, a lot of men around.
Yeah, this is Glenn, who says, this crap is for Barry Rosner. Last week, while co-hosting with Matt Spiegel, Barry noted that the current year, according to the Hebrew calendar, 5776, is more than 1,000 years older than the current year, according to the Chinese calendar. Then, making reference to a common Jewish practice of going out for Chinese food on Christmas, he jokingly wondered what Jews did for dinner on Christmas prior to the beginning of the Chinese calendar. First, Barry, let's put aside your curious assumption that the Chinese decided not to develop their own cuisine prior to the adoption of record keeping. You know what Jews did to commemorate Christmas for the first 1,000 years of their religion? Nothing. Using our current calendar year of 2016, the Jewish calendar began in 3760 BC. That's BC, Barry, as in before Christ. There was no Christmas to celebrate because Jesus was in heaven, and depending on which denomination you belong to, either playing pinochle with the Holy Spirit or scoping out virginal babes to immaculately conceive him. Either way, for the Jews of that period, it was, to paraphrase a David Schuster reference to Sammy Sosa, no Jesus, no problem. Two questions, Barry. First, once Jesus was born, where do you think the Jews in Roman-controlled Israel went to the movies on his birthday? And who are you crapping?
I don't know.
That's good. There were several that came in that noted that, and that was face-off was won by Glenn. Sometimes I have to make a decision if I don't want to read more than one for the same specific reason.
Yeah, I wish every Who You Crappin' was this entertaining.
Mike says, Michael Moore, who is best known for being the first illustrated South Park character to come to life, recently held up a sign outside of Trump Tower that said, "We are all Muslim." The Irish Catholic Moore, of course, wouldn't miss an opportunity to show the world how caring, thoughtful, and progressive he is. But Moore's comments about religion aren't any less offensive than are Trump's comments about Muslims, as Moore said that anyone who practices any religion is, in his words, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Michael, you're not Muslim, and most Americans aren't either. If we all were Muslims, nobody would have to stand outside a Trump Tower to bemoan Islamophobia because everyone would be Muslim. And while no one's surprised that Michael Moore was so quick to reference junk food, the larger problem here is that if anyone should be standing up for a religious group, it's probably not the guy who thinks all religious people are crazy. Here's hoping that one of these days you fall off that soapbox of yours and break your neck. And when you do, I'll be the guy standing above you holding a sign that says, "We are all self-aggrandizing filmmakers." So, Abu Moore, next time you're back home in Flint, might I suggest the tap water? And Who You Crappin'? These are all very good. And I'm really surprised that we haven't gotten to something like this sooner. This is Canuck Boy, who says, Gar Foreman, back in 2012, after drafting future NBA megastar Marcus Teague in the first round, following rumors that the Bulls were shopping players to move up in the draft, said the following. Were we actively shopping our players? Absolutely not. We like the core of this team, and it's our job to continue to try to put pieces around Derek and our other young core guys to try to continue to trend up. Well, Gar, after today's comments about keeping Pau Gasol at the 2016 trading deadline because you view a 36-year-old lame duck center as part of your core, I have three questions. One, what do the words young core mean to you? Two, what do the words trending up mean to you? And three, who are you crapping?
Yeah, I'm surprised it took that long. And that's what I asked earlier about an organization. Have you ever heard an organization misuse the term core or be so off about their core as well?
No.
It's crazy.
Keenan and Darian says, Monday, Matt was recounting a familiar tale in which he and Bernstein go out after the show to a Pedway watering hole.
Yep.
Matt, with a personal preference for expanding his spirit horizons, said that he did not limit himself to the bar's daily specials, and conversely, Dan's imbibing game plans centered on said specials. Matt described one incident in which, upon learning that an espresso-flavored vodka was on special for $4, Dan ordered a shot of the concoction and slammed it down. And Dan attempted to justify to us that he was always willing to try something new, which is a somewhat reasonable, albeit bad, justification for drinking Java-flavored liquor. But more importantly, Dan further reasoned that it was only like $2. So, Dan, I'll be the first to nominate you for a director position at the Internal Revenue Service, and let's see if we can make that confirmation a smooth one, because I'd love to send the government half of my $500 income tax payment, and when audited, wiggle my way out of it by simply explaining that $250 is like $500. So, Dan, I don't mean to nickel and dime you to death.
Yeah, you do, but who are you crapping?
Hopefully, that's exactly what you're doing. Don't pretend you're not. Kevin from Rogers Park says, omnipresent blowhard Donald Trump responded to Pope Francis's comments today that a person who thinks only of building walls wherever they may be and not building bridges is not Christian. Trump engaged the Pope in a verbal sparring match by claiming that no leader, especially a religious leader, should have the right to question another man's religion or faith. Now, putting aside the fact that Trump's response was littered with enough grammar and syntax errors to give an English teacher a stroke, questioning another man is one of Trump's specialties. In a tweet from just last week, Trump railed against Ted Cruz by saying, "How can Ted Cruz be an evangelical Christian when he lies so much and is so dishonest?" Far be it for me to defend Cruz, but Donald, are you questioning whether Cruz is indeed the Christian he claims to be? How can a man running for president to be leader of the free world question another man's religious faith? Quite the quandary. Donald Trump, are you really a leader? And who are you crapping? So I assume that Terry left you the all-important
he
device.
He did. I actually picked it up yesterday.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I do I need to know where you picked it up or where it is now?
You need to know where it is now because then I dropped it off.
You dropped it off somewhere. Yes. Okay, I ask you then, where is the manometer?
It's at the Mancari showroom.
Okay, then. Nicely handled.
Thank you.
You've earned the right to perhaps handle it in the future. The pressure will be borne by Tom in Lakeview to close out Who You Crappin' on the Score.
Feel the pressure. First time. Anyway, this
good
is
luck with your first crap.
Thank you very much. Crap goes out to Rick Mahorn, former Piston and now an announcer, color announcer for last Saturday's game, Kansas against Oklahoma, where he referred to one of the Kansas shooters as being reminded of being Dwight Gooden. Now, it was not Dwight Gooden because there was no Yankee hat, no Mets hat. If it was Drew, I could see it. So two things, Rick. Michael has six rings, you have two, and who are you crapping?
Holy Toledo, what a way to finish!
You make us wonder with the things you say. Maybe you were having an off day. You must have thought that we were napping.
Okay, hey.
Okay. Who are you crapping?
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:29 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls made one move as the NBA trade deadline passed, sending Kirk Heinrich to Atlanta for a second-round pick in 2018 and guard Justin Holiday in what turns out to be a three-team deal that includes the Jazz, according to Casey Johnson. ESPN's Mark Stein said the Kings hoped to make Ben McLemore part of a deal for Paul Gasol, but that deal never materialized. Bulls GM Gar Foreman told our David Schuster today that the team never even shopped Gasol.
Did teams call us and ask about them? Of course they do. A lot of our players were asked about. And, you know, that's our job to listen, and it's our job to kind of have a finger on what's going on around the league, what the landscape is. But we value Powell and absolutely never shopped him.
Bulls looking for their third win over the Cavs in Cleveland tonight at 7. Meanwhile, Blackhawks made their third trip to the White House today to celebrate the Stanley Cup. The team presented President Obama with a coveted United Center parking pass. Obama joked that he was going to sell his pass on eBay. Hawks are now off until Sunday when they head to Minnesota to take on the Wild in the Stadium Series. And former Bear Jared Allen announced his retirement today. At the end of the video, he literally rode off into the sunset as the entire thing was conducted from a horse. The five-star auto show sales event is on at your Chicagoland Acura dealers. Get incredible auto show savings on every Acura model. Visit ChicagoAcuraDealers.com and let the thrill begin. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And the thing about the Jared Allen thing, yeah, I like that he did it the way he did it. However, he even said, well, there's no sunset. There's supposed right. to be a sunset. And then he wrote off. And then an email from Tinky Winky, he asked this question. It's a good one. Did Jared Allen have to announce his retirement at a certain time this morning? If he wanted to ride off into a sunset, he could have recorded that at any potential upcoming sunset. Did he rent the horse or something?
Well, everyone, I just want to say thank you for an amazing 12-year career. This was the part where I was going to ride off into the sunset, but seeing how there's no sunset, I'm just going to ride off.
And the horse that rode in on that.
Well, yeah, that's a great, because that's bad planning then. You can't plan to ride off into the sunset and then do it at 9 in the morning.
Right, why did you have a conditional horse rental if in fact you're, I think he's got to own the horse, I would think.
But as the camera pulled back, all it was horses though. There were no media members.
No, it was just horses. It was, he actually had a guy behind him banging coconuts together. And he just kind of ran off and slapped his own ass.
Right, yep. You know, this is the part where I was going to ride off in the sunset, but I decided to do this at 8:30 in the morning.
If you're going to do this, why half-ass it?
Right.
Get
the sunset.
Right, at some point you can find it. Or at least you can, you know, fly to a place where they go to Arizona and rent a horse there and do
like
it there.
Get on the beach somewhere and have a beautiful sunset behind you and just ride off into it, big boy.
Or you could frolic in the surf like Rocky III. That would be a retirement ceremony. Then we got something. You and Carl Weathers jumping around in the
so Jared Allen and Sly Stallone and Carl Weathers racing the water. Slow mo.
It just
groins.
Seems kind of lame. It's like, well, I was supposed to ride off in the sunset, but I only got the horse for another 4 minutes.
All right. So now let me go back to your statement.
And it's 9 in the morning.
Let me go back to your statement earlier today. Then are you questioning his thinking?
Oh,
any brain issues that he doesn't know?
The sun's not going to go down for...
That's all right. I'm going to ride off of the sunset. Let's do it now.
Go down for like another 7 hours.
Hey, Jared, it might not be time yet. No. I'm going to do it now. I'm riding off into the sunrise. Okay.
And actually, if it is a sunrise, you could do a sunrise and say it's a sunset. Couldn't you? How could somebody tell the difference? They don't know which way you're facing.
No, they wouldn't, but someone would find out, and then he would be a target of who you crap.
They don't know you're riding east. They just get out there early, do the sunrise, and say you're riding off into the sunset.
All right, so where does that rank as far as the retirement announcements, bad retirement announcements are concerned?
It's not as good as the Jerry
Series press conference. Where no one showed up at McDonald's, or where was he?
Oh, it was this big thing, and he had the table all set up, and there was not a single representative of the Bears there. Because it was just like he threw himself a retirement press conference.
Right. So that's probably the best one. Jared is right there, with bad planning of the sun, not knowing when the sun sets.
Or not caring enough. To me, it's not having the craftsmanship. If you're already doing a filmed thing on a horse, unless it's possible he just happened to be on the horse and his wife was with him or his buddy was with him and said, hey, as long as we're here on the horses, why don't you do a riding off of the sunset thing? You think that's possible?
Yeah, but then someone would have to say in the group, though, but hey, there's no sunset.
But he'd say, look, we're here, we're on the horses, we happen to be out. It could be.
I don't know, the whole thing is weird.
But maybe they were just out there riding anyway, and he took advantage of the opportunity to do the video, and then he didn't stage the entire video and go get the horse and do the whole thing for that.
Yeah, Tanny says it was a good metaphor for Jared Allen being off to the glue factory.
I don't
he created the video as them being shot. They bring out a curtain.
I know he owns...
And they just put him down.
He owns bulls, riding bulls in like the PBR league.
Okay.
And I think he's got some ranked bulls. But you don't want to ride off on one of those because it'll step on your
ass. Right. He was actually on Nicola Meritage. That's what he was on. Right.
This is the part where I get on a giant bull and then it steps on me, but... I guess I'll ride off this way instead.
Or he's on Joakim Noah's back, and he's hopping away on one leg.
All right, speaking of hopping away, I myself am going to ride off over to the Montgomery Club.
Yes. Who cares?
Because I want them to know why it's going to be just Matt when we come back from this
break. Because we're not talking to anyone, and you're leaving. And, I'm just going to sit here and talk to the people. That's what I'm going to do.
But the people, like, staring at us?
Yes. And for some reason, the Jared Allen going away on a horse in the sunset retirement, it made me think of the Dan Hampton welcome party we had at the Score.
Oh, we had ruffles.
We had bags of chips and pretzels and stuff and in the conference room. And
nobody was there.
Welcome Hall of Famer, Dan Hampton.
Here are your ruffles. The traditional welcome presents. All right. Thanks for doing this. And
thank you.
Tomorrow we'll be across the hall.
We'll be here again tomorrow.
Cool.
And I anticipate you functioning at a 10% level. So the show should really suck. So we'll take a break and we'll come back. And I'm going to talk to no one except, people that call in and talk about whatever we talk about next on the Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Blessing.
Meet Carol.
Hello, Carol.
Called to consolidate her mortgage, credit card debt, and student loans because her husband, Sam, listens to David's show. Carol and Sam lived on credit cards to feed their family and cover expenses when Sam, who's a heavy equipment operator, lost his job. Sound familiar? Well, David informed Carol consolidating her debt into a 15-year fixed loan would reduce her payment over $1,000 a month. Carol talked it over with Sam, and this is a direct quote. If David said to do it, then let's do it. Well, needless to say, David's helping Carol and Sam recalibrate their debt and save over $12,000 a year. So if you've accumulated debt because of a job loss and you'd like David's help recalibrating your debt, call him now at 312-751-1333. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois residential mortgage license C4358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com/licensing.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Thursday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We value Powell, and, you know, we see the rumors as we're up in the working the trade deadline all week. We never, ever shop Powell. That is absolutely false. We value Powell. We value what he brings to this team on the floor, off the floor. We were thrilled when he decided to come here a couple years ago. Do teams call us and ask about him? Of course they do. A lot of our players were asked about. And, you know, that's our job to listen, and it's our job to kind of have a finger on what's going on around the league, what the landscape is. But we value Powell and absolutely never shop. We were very, very active in a lot of talks on a lot of different subjects. But at the end of the day, as we evaluated things, there was nothing we felt that was strong enough, both short-term and long-term, to pull the trigger on today. I know our fans are disappointed. We're disappointed on where we are today and that we haven't achieved the level that we thought we would achieve. And we hold ourselves accountable, from our players to our coaches to our front office. With that said, we're not going to panic.
542 here on The Score. Welcome back into the Boers and Bernstein Show. It's Matt Abaticola. Terry obviously is out. Dan left early. So now that he's gone and finally out of our way, we can have a conversation in our final few minutes of the program. You want to jump on in? You heard Gar Forman right there talking about today's really inactivity for the Bulls. The only move they made was trading Kirk Heinrich to the Atlanta Hawks for a second-round pick and Justin Holiday. Pau Gasol, you heard Gar Foreman say there, he was never shopped by the team. Now, you can believe him if you want. I don't believe him. Now, on the off chance, he was actually telling the truth, and they did not shop Pau Gasol, but they only took phone calls about Pau Gasol. I say shame on Gar Foreman and not really being responsible as a general manager. When you look at this team and look at where they're at now and where this season is heading, your most valuable asset at this point at the trade deadline was Pau Gasol, and to not shop him is completely irresponsible on Gar Foreman's part and the organization. Now, their thinking was this: why was Pau not traded? And I said last night, talking with David Schuster, I said he wouldn't be traded. I thought that earlier today, that came out. Pau said earlier too, he was asked by Steve Ashburner, who joined us earlier in the show, he was asked earlier today if he would just give a quote in case he was traded, in case it happened, Steve would have something. And Pau laughed and declined the comment. He knew he wasn't going anywhere. The organization, and in the nine-minute piece that David Schuster had with Gar Foreman, the exclusive piece at the Advocate Center, which was great, good work on David's part, I heard a lot of injury excuse from Gar Foreman. And when he said that they have not had their full roster together for one practice this season so far, it said to me that their self-evaluation of their roster is, number one, is poor, and number two, is incomplete. And they want to see what can happen. But there are so many factors of getting guys back and getting them healthy. You know, can Derrick Rose stay playing since he's been playing since he took the mask off? He's been playing better. You know, the start of his season was terrible, but he's been playing better. You know, will Jimmy Butler come back, and how will he come back from injury, and what will his, you know, how long will it take for him to get back to peak performance? We don't know the time frame for Nico Mirotic. I mean, he met yesterday with the media for the first time. He was on a bike working up a sweat, as they said. Just don't know what his time frame for return is. And he's lost 17, 18 pounds from the procedures and surgeries he's gone through. You know, Joe's gone for the year. Just don't know. I think there are too many questions to rely on hope. Now, they're the seventh seed at this point. They're not far from being out of the playoffs. They play Cleveland tonight. They play Toronto tomorrow. I mean, you could be below 500 before you know it and out of the playoffs. But there's so many questions, I think, that surround this roster for this particular season, for the rest of this season, to hope that you make the playoffs and hope that you make a run. And that's what he said. I just think it's complete garbage. Never shot Powell. He said he absolutely never shopped him. What is he like about Powell and hoping to re-sign him to a multi-year deal after this season? Well, his skill, his IQ, and his length. Now, Gar Foreman did say that they were very active in a lot of talks. Now, if you're not shopping Pau, if you're not actively trying to find something for Pau Gasol, then who are you shopping on this roster? Now, they traded Kirk Heinrich for a second-round pick, but were they shopping anyone? I know there was the talk of Aaron Brooks. I mean, were they just taking phone calls? Were they not actively shopping people on their roster? Because if you're not shopping your number one, your most valuable asset at this particular point, at this trade deadline, then who are you shopping? Guys that no one wants? Just didn't make sense. So they still feel that this roster can compete this year for a championship. Otherwise, you trade Pau Gasol. And now there was the talk, and I don't know if we'll ever know what exactly was out there as far as the trade rumors were concerned, what was accurate, what wasn't. But if you had a chance to move Pau Gasol, then you do it. But they explained it. You know, that's all we wanted. We wanted an explanation from Gar Foreman, from John Paxson, from the organization, where they were at. And I believe, and when you heard him say, that they feel that they can win this year. You know, and the shift change here on the score at this time is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, on Saturday, February 20th. It's disappointing to me that they're just relying on hope when there are so many questions. Now, if the team was completely healthy, if there were no issues at this point of the season with health and a full roster, then yeah, you know, make a run for it. See where you're at. You know, if it was a team that just, they went through a bad period of losing 13 of 18 games, I think, before the All-Star break, but you had a full team together and you just went through a bad stretch as a team, fine, that happens. You know, I get it. You don't want to see them lose that many games out of 18. But when you have an opportunity, looking at where the team is at, to make a move potentially for the future, and you don't do it because you still believe in the roster, and yet you're hoping. I mean, that's what he said. He said, we hope we make the playoffs and hopefully make a run. I mean, I just think that's inexcusable. You have to have the ability to self-evaluate your assets and see what makes the most sense for your future. Now, you know, Dan's argument was you make a trade for Powell with the idea of getting significantly worse. I understand where he's coming from, but I just don't know, you know, if Gar Forman has that kind of mindset. Given the circumstances of where the team is at, you fire Tom Thibodeau, you bring in your guy who has struggled at this point. And I've heard, you know, variances of criticisms about Fred Hoiberg, none of which that I know personally that I can, you know, I'm going to spout out that he has no idea what he's doing. I've heard it from that extreme, that the guy's completely clueless and has no idea, to he's a rookie coach going through rookie coaching mistakes. So it's really gone the whole spectrum with Fred Hoiberg. But Gar Forman's at a point where this is his guy, and it's really not gone that well to this point. So you got to do what you can to try to win the most games and make the playoffs, maybe save face, because you don't want to look embarrassed and fire Tom Thibodeau and have success in the previous years and then not make the playoffs your first year when your guy's here. 312-644-6767, final few minutes, want to jump on in. Q on the north side, you're on the score. What's up, buddy?
Hey there, Solo Maddie. Good to hear you.
You too, Pat.
This is the thing that confuses me about all of it, right? So, like, I totally get what you just said about saving face, right? But these guys are on lifetime scholarship. Why do they need to save face? Like, can you honestly tell me Jerry Reinsdorf, if they don't make
the playoffs? You know what, and Q, that's a great point, because Dan and I were talking about that earlier, and I was like, the only way that you don't make any moves, because you want to try to win the most amount of games possible this season, is because you're on the clock. And neither of these guys are on the clock.
Yeah, and here's the thought. Completely honest with themselves, and Fred Hoiberg's your guy. He's here for another 4 years. Why wouldn't you set him up to win in the future by making this team worse and maybe getting a lottery pick? I mean, look, when you won the lottery and you got Derrick Rose, that was the lowest percentage chance any team ever had to win a number one pick, and it happened. And, you know, and Dan goes, well, you got to try. You don't have to try. Just give yourself a chance at getting better by going backwards. I mean, can we honestly think that, okay, so you re-sign Pau Gasol next year. What else can you do to make this team better next year?
Well, you know, it depends on what free agents will be out there. But, I mean, you're going to have, you know, every other team in the league is going to have more salary cap space. They're all going to be competing for free agents. You know, I just think they still believe in their roster. You know, there was the piece yesterday from Joe Colley, and he had an unnamed source saying that, you know, Garpacks, they don't want to look like they're giving up on this team. And that clearly was the case when you saw you heard what Gar Forman said today. You know, for me, like I said, it's just the biggest point, the most telling thing at that 9-minute piece that David Schuster had with Gar Forman was that they have not had their full roster for one practice today. But you should still be able to know what your roster is without one practice together. I think the most important thing that any front office can do in any sport is have truthful and honest self-evaluation. If you can't properly self-evaluate your own assets, your own talent, then you're not going to win crap. You won't do anything. I don't care what the sport is. If you can't be honest and maybe look at some mistakes you made and be honest about your own self-evaluation, then that speaks to a greater inability to move forward and find success. I know they have had injuries, but, you know, every team has injuries. I know the Bulls have been wiped out this year. And that's just what they're holding their hat on. They're holding their hat on guys getting together, coming together, being healthy, and making a playoff run. For me, I'd rather make, you know, conscious decisions and move forward to the future instead of holding out hope. But that's what Gar Forman wants to do. All right, I want to thank you for being a part of the show today. Thank you for calling in and participating in Who You Crapping. We do appreciate that. Also, our guests today, Steve Ashburner and David Schuster. We thank our production staff, our engineer on site, Dave Miska.
Breaking Bulls news. The Bulls have traded Pau Gasol. We've got all the details, so keep listening.
They did not trade Pau Gasol. You freaked out a bunch of people here at the auto show. Pau Gasol was not traded. Although we're always prepared, though, like Boy Scouts. Back at the Score Studios, Chris Tannehill.
Breaking Bulls news. The Bulls have traded Taj Gibson.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And the suited one, Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
breaking Bulls news. Carmelo Anthony is now a Chicago Bull. Congratulations to the entire Bulls organization and Bulls fans everywhere.
Congratulations, Bulls fans. You've traded Kirk Heinrich. All right, thanks also to our friends at Hyundai here at the Chicago Auto Show for having us and hosting us in this great facility. And come on out and see all the beautiful Hyundai cars that are available. You can check out the all-new Genesis today at the Hyundai display. Get out here before the auto show ends and check out their all-new Elantra at the Hyundai display. Or visit your Chicago Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and see their cars up close. You know, they do have America's best warranty. All right, Dan and I are back tomorrow here at the auto show. We will talk to you. We will talk to you tomorrow from the auto show and the shift change brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves, they host the Rockford Ice Hogs as part of the Illinois Lottery Cup on Saturday, February 20th. So we're back tomorrow, Boers and Bernstein, me and Dan, 1 o'clock here at the auto show on The Score.
Make it funky. Have a good time.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Have you thought about getting new floors for your home? Well, for a limited time, you could get 60% off select styles of carpet and flooring from Empire today. Get select styles of carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile for any room and get a whopping 60% off. Choose from quality name brands right from your home. Don't miss Empire's incredible 60% off sale. Schedule a free in-home estimate now by calling 1-800. That's 800-815-6024. That's 800-815-6024. Product only. Select styles. Excludes installation, padding, and materials. Ends 2/28/16. Details and licensure information available at Empire today.
Be wise. Be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move. Bravo!
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing.